Welcome to Raising a Powerful Girl, a community and education platform that empowers parents and caretakers to foster independence, leadership, and strong personal identity in girls so they can change the world. Now, here is the founder and your host, Maria Fuller.
Hello, everyone, and welcome to Raising a Powerful Girl. I'm the founder and your host, Maria Fuller. Before we get started, let's make sure you know where to find me. You can find us on Facebook and Instagram at Raising a Powerful Girl. Make sure to connect with us on social media to find out our latest news, learn tips and tricks, submit your questions, and continue our enlightening conversation. And now, let's get on with today's show. Who is the Summa 2 girl? She is smart, she loves school, and she loves to read. She's an athlete. She's an artist. She may be a girly girl, but she isn't afraid to get down and dirty. She can go from sweats and sneakers to a dress and shoes and heartbeat. Her fashion sense is classy with an edge. She's a sweetheart with a little bit of sass. Summa 2 was founded in 2016 by Nicole Benjamin with the intention of encouraging young girls to love themselves, discover their potential, and realize that the sky is the limit. Summa 2 wants to give girls a fun and fashionable way to express themselves. Nicole has a degree in fashion merchandising management from the prestigious Fashion Institute of Technology in New York City. She has over 15 years of experience in the fashion industry, including interning at Kenneth Cole, product development at Tommy Hilfiger, and merchandising at the Asia Society Museum. She also owned an online children's boutique, Tyler and Madison. Nicole's focus is making sure the best quality fabrics are sourced and that all styles are the most comfortable for their customers. She wants all girls to look and feel great while dressing age appropriate. Nicole wants the Summa 2 logo and brand to represent fun, trendy, and a unique look. Amazing quality with great comfort and, most importantly, empowering and encouraging young girls to know their worth.
Well, welcome, Nicole. I'm so glad to have you here today. And I've been following you on Instagram for a little time and seeing the lovely work that you are doing. I would love for you to introduce yourself to our listeners and tell them a little bit about your company and the reason why you started it. And we'll start from there.
All right. Thank you so much for having me. I think this is amazing what you're doing, and hopefully I can branch out what I'm doing as well. Summa 2, about myself first, I have a background in product development and merchandising. I went to FIT, and I've done the whole thing where I've worked in the retail store. I've done a little modeling, and I was in the fashion industry for a few years. And while there, I just fell in love with everything that encompasses fashion. But it was very rigid. Everyone followed a certain standard. Everyone goes by a certain forecast, certain colors required for that season. And I wanted something that was different, that stood out, that didn't follow the grain. And I stepped away from the industry for a while, and I raised my kids. I was home. I've been home with my kids. Is it 12 years now? And I have three of them. So after having my daughter, she's 11 now, I knew that I wanted to do something with girls always because what I worked with in the industry. But after having her and getting a real feel of the clothing that was out there, and as she got a little older and how, I guess, how can you say sexy everything was, I wanted to do something different, something that I wanted to do for a long time. Didn't know where to start with it, took a break, stepped back from it. And it's a 10-year-old dream that's finally coming to fruition, where Summa 2 is a brand that I started in 2016, where the intention of it is to really create clothing that helps a girl to feel confident in who she is. Everyone can wear the same pieces, but they wear it in their own unique way, however their personality suits them. It's a brand where the girl's allowed to have fun, and the clothing, the pieces are not sexual. I have leggings, and leggings can be very fitted, but my tops also are high-low hems where they cover the butt. So you're not seeing anything, and I make sure the quality of the fabric is amazing, where if they bend over, I'm not seeing underwear. So I was very focused on those particular things. And right now what we're doing with Summa 2 is just, I want the world to know it's more than just a brand. It's a movement, a girl movement that's empowering girls. I want them to know that the sky's the limit. They can reach any goal they have in mind, and they're able to accomplish anything.
I love it. And there's a bunch of things I want to touch on. But the first thing I want to ask is, where did the name come from?
Okay, so Sumatu. My husband is from South America, a country called Guyana.
Uh-huh.
And he's always told me about this fruit. I'm like, what the heck is that? And so he explained to me it's a fruit. It's in the same family as a passion fruit.
Okay.
And he actually went to Guyana one year and brought one home for me to taste. So at first bite, it's sweet. And then it's sour, and then it's sweet again. And that's my girl. She's sweet with a bit of sass.
I love
so I
that.
Thought it was perfect.
Yeah, I love that. You know, it's kind of embracing all facets of
yes.
their little personalities.
Exactly.
That's amazing. I love what you're doing, and I love that your clothing really has a purpose behind it. My oldest is 9, and like you, I'm really struggling at this age with finding clothing that's appropriate for her. She's
yes.
not quite, you know, a teenager yet, and she still loves, you know, the cartoon characters and still loves unicorns and rainbows and all of that. And I'm having a hard time because she's really in like the junior section because she's tall and she's lean. So she really needs to be in like size 12-4 leggings to fit her long legs. And when I go to those sections, so often the clothing, the waists are cut really short down to the hips. And, you know, we have a Latin descent and she has a Latina's body already. You know, she's mm-hmm. getting that hourglass figure and the clothes are so hypersexualized, or the wording on the clothing I don't like.
Yeah.
You know, it's not, there is that hypersexualization or, you know, drama queen and all of these words that I don't really want her to embrace. It's not, you know, the language I want her using. And, you know, you don't really think of it as a parent until you start going to buy the clothing or someone says to you, check out this shirt. What do you think about the words? It's almost like oftentimes we don't stop to
exactly.
really look at what they're wearing and the message that it portrays.
Oh, that's so true. It's funny you say that because a lot of these tops, it's just some of the things they say, I'm just like, what girl is this for and what age is this for? And even for a teenager, and that's why I'm trying to hit this age group at a younger age, starting from age 7, because I want to empower them before they get to that age where they're trying to figure themselves out. I want them to kind of start to know who they are and what their worth is now. And an example of that, I went to a store with my daughter, had no intention of buying anything, just looking around a little bit, and she showed me this top, and I bought it just because of what it said. It said smart girl, but then it had the letters spelled based on the chemical
equation.
Chart for, yes. So that's the only reason I bought it for, just because it says like that. And I'm just like, this is what we need. We need more of these. So my tops, I don't want anything on there that's saying anything other than girl power, you know, something that's empowering them. When the new tops we have coming out soon is going to say, be unique, be trendy, be you. And that's something that we have on everything we write. It's on our little labels, on our clothing. So on the front label says Sumatu, if they flip it up, they'll see you be unique, be trendy, be you.
I
so
love
it's something
that
we try to spread throughout the brand.
I love that. Yeah. And it really is about being themselves. And clothing has such an amazing way of allowing girls to express themselves. You know, as they get older, I think, you know, one of the best lessons that we can teach them as moms is with all the pressure of social media and everything these days that the girls are kind of, you know, have thrown in their face or what they're trying to keep up to, oftentimes, you know, just asking a girl, when you wear this, what is the message that you're giving the world with your clothing? And just asking them, you know, to make that conscious pause to think about what they're wearing and if that aligns with their values and who they are, because
exactly.
oftentimes girls have never been asked that. They don't even
so
think
true.
That. And I think it's really important for them to start thinking, well, is this really a representation of me, or am I just wearing this because everybody else is wearing it and that's what the cool thing is, but it doesn't feel good to me. I'm not comfortable in it. Maybe I can't, you know, run and jump or do the things that I like to do at recess in it because my pants are falling down or my underwear is showing, or, you know, it just doesn't allow me to move.
Yes, my daughter, I would say I'm very proud of her in that respect. She's very conscious of that. She's a gymnast, and I can't get her in a dress if I try. Every now and again, special occasion, she might throw it on, but she knows she doesn't like skirts and dresses because she likes to flip. Mm-hmm. And she doesn't want anything to stop her from doing what she loves to do. And I love that. And for that reason, like, go right ahead. No, I have a skirt in the line. She's like, I'm not wearing it. I'm like, whatever.
That's why I love a big thing in our house is because they love skirts. And they do love skirts and stuff, but they want to jump and flip and stuff. Are the I don't even know what they're called, but they're the skirts that have the built-in shorts.
The skorts.
The skorts. I love those. And they're starting to make them now for girls in different lengths. So it's not just the little short ones,
but
you can get them to the knee. And so if they are on the monkey bars or on the swings, or they're into gymnastics and doing cartwheels, they can still wear it and they have the shorts on under. And I think that's really cool.
And that's one of the reasons I made the pieces layering pieces. You can layer them. You can wear the leggings by itself, wear the leggings with the skirt, a top, a high low hem top with the skirt, with the leggings, a shorter top with the skirt, with the leggings. You can mix match the pieces just for that reason. However the girl chooses to wear it, she has the options with the brand.
Yeah, I love that. So fun. So talk to me about the inspiration when you're coming up with inspiration for your designs or colors and all of that. Where do you pull from if you're going, not pulling from, you know, what's trendy right now in terms of they're telling you this season it's all about purple, I think. I don't know.
Yeah.
You know, where do you draw your inspiration?
So my background, as well as doing product development, I was also a stylist for a few years, and I've gone into people's homes and gone through their wardrobes. And I'm a person, I like to pull from the energy of people, what I feel, the mood that I'm in. I love color, so I think color is fun. I for me, it's like, I don't care what color it is. I think no matter what the time of year, you know, color makes you feel happy. So I'm big on color for the girls. I do sit down with my daughter because she is 11. She is of the age. She kind of has an idea of what her age group will wear. So I do sit down with her and I say, what do you think about these two colors? She's really like, what about these two? She'll say, yes. And so we'll kind of go based on that. I do want her feedback in that respect because at the end of the day, I want the brand to get out there and be known and wearable. I don't want it to be something that's so off key where it's so caught in my head of what I want that I'm not thinking about the customer. So I do sit down with her a lot and we go through different colors and we have the swatches and she'll put two pieces together and we definitely do it that way. So we don't go so much focused on what's in trend and what's in season, but what we think our customer will wear.
I love that. And I love that you're incorporating her and that you are telling her that her opinion matters and that
definitely
girls of her age, their opinions matter. And it's not just, you know, what mom wants you to wear or dad wants you to wear. It's, you know, what makes you happy? You know, do you feel good in this? Does this color, you know, light you up? You know, we all have very different personalities and style. And, you know, I think for me, clothing was very hard to let go of on my girls. I'm very conservative in terms of how I dress, although I love vibrant colors, but I went to Catholic school. So I was in a uniform almost my entire life. So I don't feel that I had the experience of experimenting with clothes to the fact that, you know, in my late 30s right now, I don't even know what my style is. And so with my own girls, I wanted to kind of let them be independent. So clothing was one of the first things that I kind of let go of, allowing them to dress themselves at a very early age. By 18 to 20 months, both of my girls would dress themselves. And part of it was, you know, from the Montessori philosophy that we pull from and allowing them to do things themselves and create independence and all of that. But it was really interesting to me how early on they already had a sense of style. And my oldest would be head to toe animal print, mix and match, with some type of sequence and tulle and skirt every day of the week if she could. I mean, if the girl could go to school head to toe cheetah, the girl would go head to toe cheetah. And my second really loves things that are feminine, but she gravitates towards what we would label male colors.
Okay.
Loves the blues and greens. And she likes patterns that would be typically considered boy. It's really interesting. She's still in pull-ups at night. And so I ordered a bunch of different designs online. The company that we use have different patterns. And I think we had one with butterflies, one with princesses, one with dinosaurs, and one with trucks. And they came home and she went to get a new pack out. I was like, which one do you want? Dinosaurs. Next time, nice. Just order me all dinosaurs. you know, and that's her, but she wants it on a skirt or she wants it, you know, on her shirts. And it can be a challenge to allow them to have that freedom because we're also limited in terms of what people are telling us girls should wear or what they should look like.
That's true. It's funny you say that because I had a request from a few moms saying, because my daughter actually draws the prints that are on the leggings.
Oh.
And we had a few requests for unicorns and rainbows for the leggings. And I didn't do them because we have enough of that. I wanted to be different. So we have owls and we have pigs. And they don't represent a gender.
Right.
They're just fun animal pieces, and whatever my daughter comes up with is what, if I like it, we put it on.
I love that she's drawing them.
Yeah, I didn't know she can draw. She was at her brother's practice one day, basketball practice, we're just there waiting for him, and she has her little pen and she's there doing this thing and she showed it to me. I'm like, you can draw like that? And she's like, I guess. I'm like, can I use this? And we took that same owl and we made it. And then she drew a pig another day. I'm like, okay, well, I'm picking this too. So we have, for the fall, she drew an elephant. And I just fell in love with this elephant. She does these big eyes. So we're going to have elephants for the fall.
That's amazing. I love that. I think that's such an inspiration. And what a gift you're giving her growing up with this ability to express her creativity and who she is in a way that is actually a business. And it's teaching some pretty cool entrepreneur skills.
Well, I'll tell you that she has her own business. This has led her into having her own business because she was helping me with this. And she knew in the future she wants to be a vet. And she always said, I'm going to have a vet clinic and I'm going to sell dog treats and doggy clothes in my vet clinic. And then after doing this first stage process with me, she goes, do I have to wait till I'm a vet to have, like, make my treats? And I said, absolutely not. So she has a dog treat business that she does, and she's learned her trials and tribulations of being an entrepreneur. We do vendor fairs with her. She actually has a big one coming up this Sunday, where it's like a Bark for Life for dogs with cancer, and it's a whole dog walk. So it's going to be a big event for her. So we're like in dog treat heaven or chaos, I should say.
That's amazing. Oh, I love that. And I love that she's, you know, she still has goals and ambitions, you know, to go to be a vet and all of that. But that doesn't mean that she has to hold back on all of her dreams right now, that even at, you know, 11, 12 years of age, she can start doing these things and making an impact and that her voice can be heard. That's super awesome.
And that's one of the things that I've really started incorporating, like when I do little hashtags on Suma to teach them young, because just her seeing me going out there and being an entrepreneur and doing my own thing, it inspired her to do it herself. And now she has friends that are trying to start their businesses. And it's just, that's what I want. I want girls to see each other and not tear each other down, but empower and encourage each other. It's just amazing to see how little things like that just turn into something bigger.
Yeah, that's amazing. I love that. I'd love to talk a little bit about the fact that you're a woman of color and you face different challenges, as do girls of color and of different ethnicities and backgrounds. Do you feel that your brand has helped to empower more girls of color?
Yes. Why? Because when I do a lot of the pitches for marketing, mm-hmm. I try to include a variety. I don't want it to feel like it's limited to a certain color, a certain race. And so I try to do a variety of girls. And I had an issue where, you know, someone was like, I want my daughter. I was like, well, I'm going for certain looks and I'm doing it for a reason. I want everyone to know that it's an inclusion brand. There's no limitations. I don't want to be for only Black girls. I don't want to be for only white girls. I want to be for everyone. So I've been very instrumental in that as far as also hair color. people don't realize it. There used to be this big stigma with red hair, and I love red hair. So in one of my campaigns, I had this girl with beautiful red hair, and one of my brand ambassadors had red hair. And it, for me, because I'm a stylist, I know how to make that hair pop. So when I sent her a t-shirt, I sent a black one, so her hair pops off of it. So it's just balancing those things and making it more noticeable. Yes, we do redheads, we do African-American girls, we do Asian girls, we have everyone in here. So
yeah,
that's my focus, definitely.
I love it. And I love that those girls can see themselves.
Yes.
And that's so important for girls of color, especially because, you know, the media is so oversaturated with one specific ideology and look. And we need girls to have, you know, different body types out there being yes. shown and different looks and different colors, and those girls embracing, you know, their beauty and their looks and that. You know, it's not this one way we have to be, you know, to be powerful and to be beautiful.
Yeah, I'm very thankful. I think within the last maybe 4 years, we've seen a lot more African-American girls out there in all different aspects of industries, just showing and empowering girls and letting them know that they're capable of doing anything. And I really appreciate that, because I remember my daughter was little, we live in a predominantly white neighborhood, and she wanted her hair to be straight. Mm. And I said, Madison, you need to embrace your hair and love it, because you have the advantage of going curly, going straight. You have so many more options and so much more versatile. I want you to love and embrace it. And she has, like, she loves her puffs and her curls now. So it's really helping. She sees it more out there. She sees more product for her hair,
right,
which has been really helpful too.
Yeah, it's, you know, I never understood it because I'm a white presenting Latina, so I don't get mixed up for being ethnic, other than you heard me speaking Spanish. But my youngest daughter, both my girls are blonde with blue eyes. My youngest daughter was born with this massive head of tiny, tight, kinky curls. And the first year of her life, she was bald, which was already a surprise to me. But then when it started growing in, the poor kid, I go back and look at pictures now, she just had this huge like puff because I had no idea it was curly. I wasn't expecting it. And it took me a good 6 to 7 months to figure out and research and find the products that she needed for her hair. We've pulled a gene from our Latin ancestry in there. But she has, you know, white texture. So it was very hard to find product for her. Mm-hmm. But what started to make me a little sad was that I can't find pictures of her that look like her, you know, with, you know, a little white girl with that curly hair. And, yeah. and she asks for flat hair all of the time. Her oldest sister has wavy hair. And, you know, to me, I talked because it's a lot more maintenance, you know, as
yeah.
well, that you have to go through every day.
Yeah.
And we can't use hairbrushes, and she's learned that, thankfully, you know, but it made me realize how important it is for all girls to be seen
yeah.
And to be able to see themselves on television, in magazines, on advertisements for clothing. And so I've consciously started online looking for pictures of girls that look similar to her and have curly hair like her, to show her, you know, there are other, you know, amazing girls in the world that have curly hair like her. And, you know, we are a bit religious. And so I would say to her, you know, that's what God chose for you to have.
Yes.
And it's very special because there's very few people in the world that have hair like you. And a close friend of mine told me the other day, her daughter said to Aria, "I love your curls." And finally, Aria said to her, "Thank you. God picked them for me because I was special."
Oh.
And I was like, it's finally starting to click.
It's sinking in.
She's not asking for flat hair anymore. She'll say, you know, when we wash it and it kind of like flattens out a little bit, she's like, "Look, my hair is flat right now, but it's going to go back to curly." And I love it.
That's awesome.
But you know, they need to see themselves
exactly
out there.
It's so important. And I think for myself, I didn't see it growing up. As you can see, I have straight, relaxed hair,
mm-hmm.
and I'm very thankful that my daughter sees it enough where she's like, "I'm never going to relax my hair. I love it." You know, she has she has a strength about her, and that's one of the, that's, she's part of the reason the brand was created, because there's a strength about her, there's a finesse and a self-love that I think all girls should have the potential to have, and some of them don't have it necessarily in their homes, in the environment that they're in. So if they can see it, whether it's on social media, through me, through what you're doing, through other people that are doing the same thing, I think it's an amazing thing.
Yeah, I love that. Well, it was so great chatting with you. I love what you're doing. If you were to give a mom a piece of advice regarding clothing and her daughter to help empower her, what would it be?
Let her be her. I think many times we try to fit our kids into a mold or dress them the way we dress. Like, I have a very, as much as I love color, my pieces are very classic shaped. And I see that my daughter, she likes to step outside the box sometimes and let them do it. Let them go for it. They're not you, they are them. And they're going to have their unique sense of style. Let them have it. Let them have fun with it. It's clothes. Let them enjoy it.
Yes, that's what it's there for. So yeah. I love it. Thank you so much for the work that you're doing. I think it's really important that we have these incredible companies creating really conscious clothing for our girls to help empower them. So we support you with everything that you're doing.
Thank you so much.
For more information on Nicole and Sumatu, you can visit them at www.sumatu.com. That's SUMATOO.com. To continue the enlightening conversations, please join our community at raisingapowerfulgirl.com. We look forward to seeing you there.
You are a leader and a role model to developing girls. Whether you're raising a daughter or you work with girls on a daily basis, you see the incredible potential they have to make a difference in this world. You know the change we need is going to come from them, and you want to make sure they grow up to be independent leaders with a strong sense of personal identity, because these are the traits that make a powerful girl. So come join our community and education platform at raisingapowerfulgirl.com and become a part of our movement to educate, inspire, and cultivate a generation of powerful girls with eye-opening discussions and facts, exercises, and tangible calls to action. We can't wait to see you there.